it to your Caesar. You smooth, eat me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
No, I'm serious.
Praise God. Good morning. Father God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning alive. I bind and rebuke the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that you have dispatched holy angels. And I thank you too, God, for understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you had a good yesterday. I don't know why I don't see this mic on here. Can you hear me all right on the Blog Talk and on the Spreaker? Let's check it out. Blog Talk good. How about the Spreaker? Thank you. Thank you, Jessica. Well, I found out that, you know, yesterday was Advent Sunday. And I found out that, certain sects, S-E-C-T-S, do their initiation rituals on the Saturday before Advent Sunday. And you see, Advent Sunday is the coming in the Christian church calendar. It's the period of preparation for the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And it's also day of preparation. Well, the Advent is the time of preparation. Guess what? For the second coming of Christ. So that's why certain occultic peoples and groups choose the Saturday before Advent Sunday to do their initiations of their witchcraft, occultic, satanic, Luciferian rituals. So we've been, you know, trained to pray Halloween. We need to pray Halloween against the pagans. But now we got another spiritual group that we need to pray and do intercessory prayer on Advent Saturday. God keeps revealing and giving us new information to destroy the works of the devil. So actually, there are four Advent Sundays. The first Sunday of Advent, December 2nd. The second Sunday of Advent, December 9. The third Sunday of Advent, December 16. And the fourth Sunday of Advent, December 23rd. So there will be satanic initiations going on the 22nd, the 15th, the 8th, and of course the one we just there'll be another one, December 2nd. So I guess that would have been this past weekend. So we're going to have to tear that down, tear those strongholds down. And so what does that mean? That means that you're going to see high witchcraft activity all this month, the month of December. You know what's interesting? There's always a lot of death. And I used to wonder why. Well, now I know why. So many people died in December. I knew in my spirit, I knew this, that it was the celebration of Jesus' birthday, but I didn't know the full extent until yesterday. You see, these societies are so secretive, like the one next door, that unless you know or are involved with it, you will never know. You will never know. So now we know Advent Sunday is big. I mean, the whole month of Advent is big in Santeria, the blue witchcraft from Brazil, that other stuff, the Macumba up in Argentina. So you gotta really keep your prayer life up, keep your prayer life on point, because you know what the Bible says: where sin abounds, there doth grace abound much more. So that means that there's a lot of grace for soul winning in this month of December. There's a lot of power, and there's a lot of God's glory that's going to be available for salvation. So this should be a high month. The number should be high for winning souls. So Mario Murillo's tent is right on point. Right on point. And our soul winning is going to be right on point, because where I'm coming from this morning, God gave it to me. And I might not be able to do the afternoon revival, so I might have to cut it off until after this three-day teaching, which starts today, which, thank God, I know God wanted me in because he made the provision. He made the provision. And even when I mentioned that, you know, it was going to cost me $200, do you know somebody sent me half of that money? That meant to me, that was a sign. I'd already paid it. I hurry up and paid it. But then God reimbursed me half of it back. So that means that that God really wants me to sit in this. And I know that he does. I mean, I don't have any doubt whatsoever. But it blesses me to know that God spoke to somebody's heart and fairness. Sometimes it's not, with me, it's not about the money. It's about the fact that that's an indication, it's a sign from God that people are hearing him, and he in turn is giving me the go ahead, you know, go ahead and know that you're doing this under my graces, my good graces. The other thing is that on Mondays, I mentor here anyway. So the good thing is, it's happening on the same day. And that means that there's even more grace on Mondays for me to teach. I just love it when God does that. Because that lets me know that he is making this hookup, not me. He made this hookup already, not me. And then he validated it for me through his word this morning. Because I've been up a long time. Because see, now that I know what's over there, they got something to contend with from over here. So I've been up a long time this morning praying. But you got to understand this. I go to bed early. I don't stay up creeping around all that night and stuff like that. I go to bed early so I can get up early because I'm a morning person. I like to be up early in the morning. It just does something to me and for me. So this morning I had a lot of time to pray. And it just seemed like, you see, praying is not spiritual warfare. You understand that? Praying is praying to God, just thanking him and just exalting him, and it's just praying overall. And when I finish praying, then I go into spiritual warfare because I'm already in that place where I need to be. And I need to share with some of you. Some of you are going through some testing right now. Only thing I can tell you is pass the test. Pass the test. You're not going to go any further till you pass the test. Some of you being tested in the area of your faith. Some of you have been tested in the area of your faithfulness. It's a difference between faith and faithfulness. So you ask God. I can't tell you that because I don't know. And it's none of my business anyway. But I could tell you this, pass the test. Pass your own test. You see, God prepares you, and God expects you to prepare yourself, and there's always a test. How you know if you passed or not, unless you be tested. So what kind of test does God test you with? He told you, the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. And patience is a what? Virtue. Pass your test. Pass your test so you can go on to the next level with God. Understand this. You're not going if you don't pass it. Well, how you know, Erica? Look at your life. Look at your own life. That's how you know. That's how you know. Look at your own life. Look at the things that are coming up in front of your face now. Things that a year ago, you wouldn't have been able to know how to even engage in the conversation. But you think God done let you sit here all this time and gather all this information so you could sit for another time? No, no, no. Pass your test and move on. If you don't pass your test, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be like a hamster. You know, you ever seen a hamster on that wheel? And the hamster just keep running and the wheel just keep turning and the hamster ain't going nowhere and ain't doing nothing but getting tired. Pass your test. And trust this, God will let you know whether you passed it or not. And you not and you think, understand this. It's not going to be based on your head knowledge. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's based upon the position of your heart towards him. Why do you need to know anymore if you're not going to use? Why do you need to be elevated? For what? When you're not doing what God called you to do or asked you to do, and God ain't never going to ask you to do nothing that you're not capable of doing. Remember, God, holy God, divine intelligence, the giver of intelligence, out of the abundance of the heart, what the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, what the body acts. And it all goes back. I'm still working on my love life. Erica, have you learned how to love? Not quite yet, God. I'm still working on it. I'm doing my best. That's all God requires. I'm doing my best. I'm still working on it. Well, Erica, why you say that? I said, because I haven't learned to love them witches next door. I don't love them. And I ain't going to lie and say I do. But I got to. My test might be to win them to Christ. Probably is. What would Jesus do? He would love first. Revolutionary, right? He would love first. I'm working on it. And you know how I know I'm working on it? I want you to listen to this. The thought crossed my mind. And I said, God, I said, if Dr. Lester Summerall could win headhunters over there in Luzon in the Philippines, if he could win headhunters to you, I said, surely I could do a better job than what I'm doing. I said, you gave him grace to win people that would cut off people's heads and then shrink them into them little heads and then shrink them and knew the craft, knew how to do that. I said, you had him win people to you that knew today how to turn invisible. I said, he won them to, I said, you had him win people to Christ that were flesh eaters. I said, God, I got to do a better job than I'm doing. I said, God, you had people, you know, that martyrs. I said, I got to do a better job than I'm doing. And you know what? The Holy Spirit agreed with me. Because I'm straight with God.
So I said, you got to teach me how to love better than I'm doing. Because if I don't, God, I'm going to have to go, like that hamster on that wheel, I'm going to have to go around again and again and again, the same thing until I get it right. And so that's what I was talking to God about this morning. Help me. I got to get this thing right. And I know people have done it. Men and women of God that have conquered it. And I can too. And so I think that's why I'm supposed to sit in this 3 days, discipline myself. And I think that's where I'm at now. I'm going to tell you why, because this is what God gave me to examine. Open up. Jessica, I do not want you to post this. Do not post this. Isaiah 48, the whole chapter. I'm telling you, get your own Bible. Go look it up in your own internet. Being lazy. You're not gonna do anything. You see, when God passed this word down through the scribes and orally, first it was oral, meaning they had to memorize it. When Jesus was young, he had to memorize the whole Torah. And that's why some of you don't get it. You don't write it. You don't type it. And then Jessica gonna come along and make it easy for you. I wouldn't post nothing. It's just making you lazy, and it's why it's not in you. It's in her because she's the one typing in there. It's in her because she's the one to sit down with her family and go through every scripture. It ain't in you. You see, if the word isn't in you, how is it going to work through you? It can't, because you ain't got it. I mean, really got it. I had to go through 3 different versions before I got this message. I used to have to write it. That's why I know that there's a gift called a pen of a ready writer. That's why I still have calluses on my finger and on my hand, 2 calluses from used to having to write so much. Write so much that they don't go away. Where they are doesn't go away. I got calluses on my right hand, and I got calluses on both knees for being on them so much. But I tell you what, underneath all those calluses is the imprint of the Word of God. And when I need it, it just flows out of me. That's why I know people who have memorized the whole Bible, scripture and verse. I memorized the Bible, but I didn't make it with all the scripture and verses. Couldn't do that. But I got the word in me so that when I need it, the Holy Spirit could just reference it and bring it out. And it's nothing that you can't do. I don't know who I'm talking to. But I'm talking to everybody that's hearing. Because faith cometh by hearing. And hearing and hearing by the word of God. Isaiah 48. Now, the reason I've used the English Standard Version, that's what I'm going to read first, is because it had two captions. And I really, really, the captions got me. Isaiah 48 in the English Standard Version, the first caption was, Israel, refined for God's glory. So I said, okay, God, now you're getting ready to give me some understanding here. Israel, refined for God's glory. Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and who came from the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord, and confess to God of Israel, but not in truth or right. For they called themselves after the holy city, stayed themselves on the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. The former things I declared of old. They went out from my mouth, and I announced them. Then suddenly I did them, and they came to pass. Because I know that you are obstinate, and your neck is as an iron sinew, and your forehead brass. I declared them to you from of old. Before they came to pass, I announced them to you. Least you should say, my idol did them. My carved image and my mental image commanded them. You have heard. Now see all this. And will you not declare it? From this time forth, this is the part that got me. I announce to you new things, hidden things that you have not known. They are created now, not long ago. Before today, you have never heard of them. Least you should say, behold, I knew them. You heard that come right out of my mouth. See? You have never heard. You have never known. From of old, your ear has not been opened. For I knew that you would surely deal treacherously, and that from before birth you were called a rebel. For my name's sake, I defer my anger. For the sake of my praise, I restrain it for you, that I may not cut you off. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, I do it. For how should my name be profaned? My glory I will not give to another. Now the second caption here, starting at verse 12, is the Lord's call to Israel. The Lord's call to Israel. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, whom I called. I am he. I am the first, and I am the last. Now, this is God talking here because we're in the Old Testament. However, what does it say in the book of Revelation about Jesus? I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. I am he. I am the first and I am the last. My hand, now we're talking about God.
My hand laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand forth together. Assemble all of you and listen. Who among them has declared these things? The Lord loves him. He shall perform his purpose on Babylon, and his arm shall be against the Chaldeans. Remember, the top of the Tower of Babel, the Chaldeans, the magicians, the sorcerers, the prognosticators. In other words, the witches, the wizards, the sorcerers. Even I have spoken and called him. I have brought him, and he will prosper in his way. Draw near to me. Hear this. From the beginning, I have not spoken in secret. From the time it came to be, I have been there. Now, this is really interesting. And now the Lord God has sent me and his spirit. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you the prophet, who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like the sand and your descendants like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. Go out from Babylon. Flee from Chaldea. Declare this with a shout of joy. Proclaim it. Send it out to the end of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. They did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. He made water flow for them from the rock, split the rock, and the water gushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. That was the English Standard Version, ESV. Then I went back again and I read the King James Version, Isaiah 48. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. For they call themselves of the holy city and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is as an iron sinew, and thy brow brass. I have even from the beginning declared it to thee before it came to pass. I showed it thee, lest thou shouldest say, my idol hath done them, and my graven image and my molten image hath commanded them. Thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them. Yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knewest not, yea, from the time that thine ear was not open. For I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake will I not defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee, furnace of affliction, for my own sake. Even for my own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. My hand also has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. All ye assemble yourselves and hear. Which among them hath declared these things? The Lord hath loved him. He will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. I, even I, have spoken. Yea, I have called him. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me. Hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was. There am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments! Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thy seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off nor destroyed from before me. Go ye forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans. With a voice of singing, declare ye, tell this, utter it even to the end of the earth. Say ye, the Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. And they thirsted not when he led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Now, God in particular said to me, look at Isaiah 48 and 7. Look at verse 7. They are created now and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them. God is getting ready. It's already in process to manifest himself. God is getting ready to create, recreate, and reimagine and recreate again. He didn't reveal it before because he knew man's heart was evil and the word here, treacherous.
And this thing that he's about to do, all the liars. The liars who pretend like they know everything. They knew it before God ever gave it to you. God's going to show them up to not be in the truth. Because God is getting ready to do some stuff now, in this day, in this time, and he's going to do it in such a way, just like he did then, where them liars are not going to be able to say, oh, I already knew that. Why? Because he's God. And he says he won't do anything before revealing it. So let's look at Isaiah 48 in the Living Bible. The Living Bible. Hear me, my people. You swear allegiance to the Lord without meaning a word of it when you boast of living in the holy city and brag about depending on the God of Israel. Time and again, I told you what was going to happen in the future. My words were scarcely spoken when suddenly I did just what I said. I knew how hard and obstinate you are. Your necks are as unbending as iron. You are as hard-headed as brass. That is why I told you ahead of time what I was going to do so that you could never say, my idol did it. My carved image commanded it to happen. You have heard my predictions and seen them fulfilled, but you refuse to agree. It is so. Now I will tell you new things I haven't mentioned before, secrets you haven't heard. Then you can't say we knew that all the time. Yes, I'll tell you things entirely new, but I know so well what traitors you are. Rebels from earliest childhood, rotten through and through. Yet for my own sake and for the honor of my name, I will hold back my anger and not wipe you out. I refined you in the furnace of affliction, but found no silver there. You are worthless with nothing good in you at all. Yet, for my own sake, yes, for my own sake, I will save you from my anger and not destroy you, lest the heathen say their gods have conquered me. I will not let them have my glory. Listen to me, my people, my chosen ones. I alone am God. I am the first. I am the last. It was my hand that laid the foundations of the earth. The palm of my right hand spread out the heavens above. I spoke, and they came into being. Come, all of you, and listen. Among all your idols, which one has ever told you this? The Lord loves Cyrus. He will use him to put an end to the empire of Babylonia. He will utterly root the armies of the Chaldeans. But I am saying it. I have called Cyrus. I have sent him on this errand, and I will prosper him. Come closer and listen. I have always told you plainly what would happen so that you could clearly understand.
And now, the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me with this message. The Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, says, I am the Lord your God who punishes you for your own good and leads you along the path that you should follow. Oh, that you had listened to my laws. Then you would have had peace flowing like a gentle river and great waves of righteousness. Then you would have become as numerous as the sands along the seashores of the world. Too many to count. And there would have been no need for your destruction. Even now, be free from your captivity. Leave Babylon, singing as you go. Shout to the ends of the earth that the Lord has redeemed his servants, the Jews. They were not thirsty when he led them through the deserts. He divided the rock and water gushed out for them to drink. But there is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. Isaiah 48:7 reads like this from the Message Bible. Isn't a variation on the same old thing? This is new, brand new, something you never guess or dream up. When you hear this, you won't be able to say, I knew that all along. Get ready. Be prepared. Be prepared. Get ready. You're going to see the newness of God at work. We knew change was coming. It's here. Are you ready? That's all I want to know. Are you ready? Get ready. And everything God has ever done, everything God is doing right now, everything God will ever do, it's always good. That's what I come to tell you this morning, but it's going to be new.